Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. The eastern indigo snake is a threatened species and is the longest snake in North America. Males sometimes reach a length of 8.5 feet. Females can also be impressive in size, but usually reach no more than about 6.5 feet. Eastern indigo snakes get their name from their smooth, shiny, blue-black scales. The shiny black is accented by a rusty to bright red chin and throat that is sometimes flecked with white. Although a visitor to wetlands, indigo snakes are primarily creatures of dry, sandy uplands. Their lives are often intimately linked with another troubled species in Florida, the gopher tortoise, whose burrows the snakes often use for refuge. Indigo snakes are most active by day, hunting other snakes, including venomous ones, as well as a diversity of rodents and other small animals. In North America, eastern indigo snakes are most abundant in Florida, although scattered populations are found from South Carolina to Texas. Closely related species occur south through Mexico to Argentina. Automobile traffic, indiscriminate killing of snakes, and illegal capture of indigo snakes as pets take a heavy toll. As with most troubled species, the indigo snake suffers from habitat loss and fragmentation. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Snakes such as rattlesnakes and copperheads detect the small mammals and birds that they eat by sensing their body heat, with a heat-sensing organ located in a pit between their eyes and nose. Others, such as rat snakes and black racers, depend more on chemical sensors located in the roof of their mouth. They flick their tongue in and out, using it to gather molecules from the environment. When they withdraw the tongue, they insert it into the sensory organ to discover what it is they have encountered. The eastern indigo snake has the same organ, but apparently depends much more on using its excellent vision to identify prey. Snakes also have diverse ways of obtaining prey. Some, such as rattlesnakes, are venomous. They inject venom into their prey and then back off a safe distance to wait for the venom to take effect. Others, such as rat snakes, are constrictors that move rapidly, grab their prey, and quickly wrap around it, squeezing it, thus preventing it from fighting back or escaping. Speed and strong muscles are the important characteristics of its successful hunting. The eastern indigo snake takes yet a different approach to getting a meal. It is not venomous, and it is not a constrictor. It depends on its large size, strong bite, and speed to overpower its prey. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The scientific name of the eastern indigo snake is Drimarchon cooperi. The name cooperi honors James Hamilton Cooper, a Georgia planter who found an indigo snake on his plantation and gave it to John Edwards Holbrook, a South Carolina physician and herpetologist, who described it as a new species in 1842. The name Drimarchon means Lord of the Forest, no doubt a reference to both its dark, shiny beauty and enormous size. But while the indigo snake is found in forested areas, its habitats are much more diverse. The eastern indigo snake can be found in almost any habitat in Florida, although it favors pine flatwoods, sandhill habitats, and other places where gopher tortoise burrows might be found. It probably gets most of its food on the ground and hunts extensively in wetland areas, but is also capable of climbing into trees for prey. In more northern areas, indigo snakes often hunt near wetlands during the warm months, but during cold winter months, they tend to use sandhill areas where gopher tortoise burrows provide them shelter from the winter cold. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Male eastern indigo snakes seem to roam through and defend a very large territory. While little has been known about their movements in recent years, the use of transmitters implanted within indigo snakes has allowed scientists to learn that some may roam over an area of as much as 3,000 acres, but most may use much smaller areas. Within that range, indigo snakes must find their food and a mate. When a male encounters another male indigo snake, the two may engage in ritualistic combat, apparently in defense of the area and mating rights. Mating occurs in midwinter, and females usually lay their eggs in May or June. Nest sites are not well known, but apparently are sometimes in gopher tortoise burrows or similar sites. Each female lays 4 to about 12 eggs, each of which is cream-colored, about as long as a chicken egg, but more cylindrical, and with a granular textured surface. The eggs normally hatch in late summer or early fall, and such large eggs allow indigo snake hatchlings to be about 16 inches long. At hatching, each young snake is on its own and feeds on small snakes, lizards, mammals, and other prey. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. In South Florida, black racers are sometimes mistaken for the threatened indigo snake. The racer in South Florida is grayer than black, and its smooth scales have a dull, satiny appearance. The indigo snake is one of our largest snakes. Adults can be up to about 8.5 feet long. Indigo snakes are a very shiny black above, and while racers generally have a whitish chin and lips, the chin and lips of an indigo snake are typically orange-red. A very significant difference between the racer and the indigo snake is temperament. While racers are feisty and bite readily, indigo snakes are generally very docile and easy for a human to handle. Although indigo snakes can bite and have very strong jaws, indigo snakes often take shelter in gopher tortoise and armadillo burrows. They move over very large areas in search of food. As a result, they must cross roads, and many are killed by traffic. Because of their docile disposition, indigo snakes were once very popular as pets. Today, they are a troubled species as a result of declining numbers and habitat losses, and are protected by both state and federal laws. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.